Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
It is International Nursing Day, and the birthday as well of a statistician and the founder of modern nursing, Florence Nightingale. But we want to really pay tribute to the work that the frontline workers, and in particular those in the nursing profession and carers, have been doing over the past 12 months. The director of nursing at the Esker Lodge Nursing Home in County Cavan, Binny Santosh, is with us here on News Talk. Binny, how has the last year been for you? Has it been intense?
I'm working in Esker Lodge for the last 17 years, and especially for the last whole pandemic. I'm in Esker Lodge. I'm part of this pandemic, you know, while this is going on. It was very hard last year, you know, and I think now we are, you know, seeing the light of the tunnel, and things are getting better.
And the fact that, I suppose, so many people, staff and people in the home have been vaccinated. Have the restrictions all eased there, Binny?
Yes. It's a great thing. It's an exciting time. I hope the excitement graph will, you know, go up. And it is a very special moment for the residents and the families that, you know, they can see again, you know, now very often. And there will be very limited restrictions related to IPC will be still going on anyway, because to be in the cautious side and the precautions we have to take, because we want to go back where we were. But the restrictions are getting easy. The number of visits per week the residents can see are, you know, increasing, and that is a very, you know, positive thing. And you can see that news is very much, you know, affected. You can see the residents' face are so much happy now, and they're going to see their grandchildren, and they're going to see, you know, totally different atmosphere. We know, like, once you are in kind of like that age, you know, the main thing you're looking forward is to see your beloved ones, the grandchildren and your own, you know, children and all, and with no restriction. And that's the thing they want. That's the only thing, you know, maybe one of the biggest factor that makes them happy. You know, no matter whatever we are, you know, providing and whatever they are getting, the most important factor is like that belongingness and that feeling of, you know, joy when they're seeing them face to face.
Yeah. Today is International Nurses Day.
There's
been a lot of talk in the last 12 and, you know, 14 months, Binny, about frontline workers, and in particular those in the health system and in caring roles. Do you think it's important to highlight the work that, you know, your colleagues do every day?
Exactly. It is very important. But when I say it's International Nurses Day, I have to say the whole team, you know, all the multidisciplinary team plays a huge role. So, yes, nurses do a big role, but all the doctors, all the multidisciplinary team, physio, OT, the healthcare assistants, you know, everybody play. It's like part of our body, you know, it's one body, and every organ plays a major role. And as a nurse, yes, I'm really have to give a big congratulation for the nurses and the role they are doing. And I have to highlight this, especially in the nursing home care setup. The multidisciplinary team is there, but the nurses play the huge role. A nurse can be the nurse. She have to take decision related to many times to decisions the doctors are taking sometimes, because there's an absence of nurses in the nursing home. She have to be a physio at some time to provide some kind of physio. She have to be an educator. She have to be sometimes an OT, because some assistants need in some. So in my opinion, a nurse is a bit of everything. She's not only a nurse. She's an educator. She's a supporter. She's a counselor. Mm. She's a nurse. You know. So I have to say, big congratulations, and every nurse in this world. I have to say, they are doing a fantastic job, and absolutely in the multidisciplinary team. Yes, nurses play the huge role, because in my opinion, the nurse know more about a resident more than a doctor at many times.
I want to ask you about home, Binny. You're from India, is that right?
Yes, I am from India.
How do you feel when you see the situation there at the minute?
To be very, very honest, it is, I can't find an English word actually, because it's beyond heartbroken. you're in a different country. You were in this battle last year, and you did your best, and you're still you're doing best to keep the show go in the place where you're working or in the country where you are. But watching something from far away, what's happening in your own country, to your own beloved ones and to your own neighbors, to your own, you know, friends, and you know, it is very, very hard. And what's happening actually in India is absolutely devastating at the moment. Mm. And I don't know how to explain how I feel, actually. Sometimes I feel a little bit of anger also, a little bit, you know, because I think that India definitely had a lot of, it's a developing country, and in medically there's a lot of high-tech facilities and well-resourced resourced country. I think that it's a sad thing what's going on, actually ending up in situation now. Because last 14 months in this pandemic, I think India should have prepared a little bit more, and people actually should not have been in this position what they are facing tragically in India at the moment. And that is my honest opinion.
Have you family still there, Benny?
My family is with me here in Ireland, my husband and my kids. But okay, saying that, you know, your family is not only your children and your husband. Like, my mother is in India, and she's 82, and she's a widow. My sisters are in India, and my extended family are in India. And it is really, really, really upsetting when you think about, you know, every day morning, like, as my mom is in India and she's living alone. It is very hard. And I
what
do
age is she, Benny?
Mummy is 82.
You must be worried about her.
I'm so much worried about her because, like, in one word, things are a bit out of control in India at the moment. So every day morning when you get up and read the news, or when you have a moment, you just go into the Indian news channel. Even my duty time, if I get a 5 minutes once in 6 hours or something, I'm just going, what's going on there? What happened there? Like, I go to my own home place news and see, is everything okay? And I do try to ring my mom every day. And, so, you know, like for a first call or second call, if I didn't get her, my heart just go, you know, like really hard and say, oh, what's going on there? Then I ring my sister if I didn't get her. It's really worrying, and it is really worrying being far away from an 82-year-old mother who did everything for you and your children in your life when she was able, and now she's in the middle of the pandemic, and she's living alone, and your hands can't reach, as your heart can reach, but your hands can't reach to her, you know, and it is worrying, and I don't know what will happen.
When did you last see her, Benny?
I saw last my mom 2019 May, and my plan was to travel to India 2020 May, always I do the holiday in July or August. And, you know, last year was pandemic year. And, you know, the restrictions in the travel. And not only the restriction, it was not the right time for to leave my workplace, because it was the crucial time I need to be here to be, you know, part of this at that time and to be the role, you know, do the role for things I need to do. And I thought, okay, 2021, I will definitely go. And I will see my mother, and where am I, and where is my country, and where is my, you know, situation at the moment is just, you know, just unbelievable, and just, you know, it's heartbreaking.
But you check in with your mum, you said, you know, every day, or your sisters, and I'm sure your friends as well. You must be. How do you just give them a call? Is it, Benny?
Yes, it's the problem is, you know, mum, nobody can go and see mum every day. It's restricted travel very strictly, and it is very strict. I know it's a bit late for the Indian government to do all these things. Maybe they should have done this before 5 months, but still, now it is very restricted. I know groceries are delivered into my mom's home. There is no church. Mom can't even see neighbors. And, you know, like 82-year-old mother, like she's not the best person to use a high-tech phone, you know, like a smartphone or anything. You know, and she just uses a land phone. And if the land phone is not working, and that's it, there's no communication, you know, with her. And I always say, Mommy, put your land phone in the right way. But the thing is, there is limitation for my neighbors or my sisters to go and check her every day, because they're quite far, you know, my sisters. But the neighbors also, as I told, it's very, very strict restriction going on in my village at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I know that's it's extremely hard for you, Benny, and I know you're holding down you're doing a difficult and a hard job as well in Cavan. But look, we just wanted, I suppose, to acknowledge the work that you and so many of your colleagues do, you know, today on International Nursing Day. Thank you very much for chatting to us here on Lunchtime Life.
Thank you so much for recognising us and giving the opportunity for me to talk today and a few words about my mum and my feeling. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries at all. It's 53106 at a cost of 30 cent if you'd like to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live. John Gilmore is the Assistant Professor of Nursing at UCD, and also Ralph, who's a student nurse we've spoke to before here as well, are both with us on News Talk. John, I'll come to you first. Have we found a new appreciation of nurses?
Hi, Andrea, and happy International Nurses Day to all the nurses and nursing students listening. And it was lovely to hear Benny, you know, one of our international nurses, and we have so many in Ireland from right across the world. I think the COVID pandemic has brought a spotlight on nursing and on the importance of nurses and the work that we do. Sometimes a lot of the work we do can be quite invisible. I think if you experience nursing, you certainly know of the impact, but if you're not experiencing it, it's not always very visible, because it's the work that kind of needs to be done, and in terms of the backbone of the health service. And, you know, as a profession, we are the largest healthcare profession worldwide, 27 million nurses worldwide working in all different areas and supporting health and well-being of communities and individuals. And I think, as well as that, particularly now thinking about nursing as a global profession, it's important to kind of look at how lucky we are in some ways in Ireland when we think about, you know, as Benny was talking about, some of the experiences of nurses in India, or nurses, you know, today in Gaza, you know, working under the fire of the Israeli government, nurses in Yemen and Myanmar, all over the world, working in really difficult places and in really difficult circumstances. And, you know, today's a day to celebrate nurses and all we do, but also for nurses and for nursing to highlight the issues for us, which are around safe and effective working environments, around fair and equitable pay. Nurses qualifying with their degrees in Ireland, the same level of qualification, oodles of experience. We know what our nursing students and midwifery students do, still come out of university making less than many other healthcare professionals who possibly have less practical experience, I suppose, than the nursing students who are working on the front line, learning through their work. There are so many issues that we need to kind of raise in nursing. And nurses can do great change. We're the largest healthcare workforce, highly educated, particularly in places like Ireland. But we need the support and infrastructure. And the IUA today, the Irish Universities Association, our heads of school of nursing, have called for further investment in nursing. There's a real interest now in nursing and midwifery because of the pandemic. We've increased numbers of people applying. But we need the investment in the education structures to support them.
Okay. Let me just bring in, when you talk about student and trainee nurses, Ralph is with us here. Ralph is a student nurse, and we've heard from Ralph previously on the programme. Would you agree with what John's saying, Ralph?
Yeah, no, I'd say that, like, we are getting lots of experience in hospitals, especially during COVID times. But it's experience that's kind of, it's not like shall we say, structured experience, in so far as that, you know, a lot of students, it's kind of sink or swim, with lack of kind of preceptors, lack of adequate staff numbers, and those students are being used to shore up numbers on wards, especially interns. So it's like, it is experience, but when you're a student, the experience should be in a safe and controlled environment, not in the sort of environment that we have with COVID.
Is this your first year on the front line, Ralph?
Yes.
It is, what a year to start to get your training, like a global pandemic.
I know. Like, I'm thankful that I've had the three years previously to train in a non-COVID environment. Yeah. So, like, it is most certainly a step up. But for people who, like, say, people in first year who, like, this is their first experience, or people in second year who've, you know, they've only had the 1 year of experience on the wards, and then being thrust into COVID wards, but also like a COVID sort of induced environment in nursing, it's extremely difficult for them. And those are nurses that aren't even being paid to to nurse.
John, can I just ask you, I mean, leaving aside some of the issues that the profession faces, and we can chat about those even in more detail. We did talk previously about the trainee nurses or student nurses looking for the COVID payment while they weren't able to work elsewhere, but obviously working in their traineeships in hospitals. But when you talk to some colleagues and nurses who've been in the profession for years, how has this year been on them, you know, personally, by comparison to previous years when they've nursed?
Came back to Ireland last March after being in the UK for a number of years and straight away started back working with the brilliant team in St. Vincent's ICU to help them. Because my background is in critical care nursing. So I've been working across the year and it's certainly been a challenging time. I mean, in ICU, we care for sick people all of the time. We see death, we see very challenging things. But I suppose the level has certainly been off the scale. And for me, certainly one of the most difficult parts was not having the family engagement, not, you know, having to provide, look, providing emotional, psychological and spiritual care is part of the work of a nurse. But oftentimes that's done in cooperation with the family and with loved ones who just weren't present for us this time. And we were having to provide the family support then over the phone or over Zoom. And that was a real challenge. And we really need to think now as we're coming out. The International Council of Nurses talks about collective traumatization of nurses because of COVID. And we need to think about how we're going to support nurses and our nursing students coming out of this in terms of the psychological impact.
Just, Ralph, finally, any regrets about the profession you picked?
No, absolutely none. Good. I always went into nursing knowing that I want to care for people no matter what goes on in the world. And I've always wanted to care for people. I've always wanted to do nursing. And even in the midst of a global pandemic such as this, it is my commitment to nursing and nursing people who need it that never waned for even a second. And there's not a single day that goes by where I don't regret choosing this profession. Okay. And it's a profession that I will do until my retirement.
Good stuff. Well, listen, enjoy the day. Ralph and John Gilmore, Assistant Professor of Nursing at UCD, and Binny Santosh as well from the Esker Lodge Nursing Home in Cavan. Thank you for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.